Admiralty Floating Dock Number 20. Early history. Admiralty Floating Dock No. 20 was a Clark Stanfield design dock with a lifting capacity of 2,750 tons, originally intended for the emergency docking of escort vessels and destroyers. She was ordered from Devonport Dockyard in June 1941 and was laid down in September. On completion, AFT 20 was towed to Port Bannatyne, Kames Bay, situated near Rothesay on the Isle of Bute, Scotland, as a replacement dock for AFD-7. The dock was employed by HMS Varbel, the headquarters of the 7th and 12th Submarine Flotillas, for the maintenance and repair of submarines and X-craft midget submarines. In June and July 1943, she was used for modification work to X-5 through X-10, which was carried out prior to the attack on Tirpitz, and the dock was also used as a practice target for the raid. In 1944, the dock was utilized to train X-craft midget submarines in preparation for attacks on the enemy-held Laxveg floating dock at Bergen, Norway. On April 15, 1944, HMS X-24 attacked the Laxveg floating dock but failed to sink her. A second operation on September 11, 1944, carried out by X-24, succeeded and the dock was sunk. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. In late autumn 1944, the dock was allocated to join the proposed British Pacific Fleet and was moved to Greenock to prepare her for a 13,000-mile tow to her operating area. AFD-20 left Greenock on New Year's Eve 1944 under tow by ocean-going rescue tugs HMS Destiny and HMS Eminent on the first leg of her tow to Gibraltar. The voyage was undertaken in stages. The dock arrived at Gibraltar January 12, where storm damage had to be repaired to her tugs. Eminent had to remain in dockyard hands while Destiny continued the tow to Malta. During this leg, Destiny suffered difficulties. When relieved on the tow by Eminent once she caught up, Destiny put into the port of Oran to make her repairs. Eminent and AFD-20 proceeded to Bizerta, where they were joined by Destiny, and sailed for Malta, reaching there on January 27. The group sailed for Port Said on February 1, which they reached on the 7th. There was to be a 6-day wait before they could transit the Suez Canal and continue to Aden. On arriving at Aden on February 21, the tugs took on fuel and departed on the 25th for the next leg to Cochin in southern India. The dock and her tugs arrived at Cochin early on the morning of March 10, where they waited for a second dock, AFD-18 and her tugs, to arrive before taking passage to Australia. AFD-18 and AFD-20 departed Cochin for Darwin in convoy W04A on April 9. AFD-18 under tow from the tugs Advantage and Cheerly, and AFD-20 under tow from the tugs Eminent and Destiny. A fifth tug, the harbour tug Empire Sam, was in company towed astern of AFD-20. Escort was provided by the frigates Helford and Blim. Both vessels were en route for the British Pacific Fleet. On 14 April, Eminent had a serious fire in her engine room and was towed back to Colombo by Cheerly. In an odd coincidence, Destiny also had a fire, but got it successfully under control without the need for dockyard assistance. A few days later, the tow line from Destiny to AFD-20 broke and she was adrift in the early hours of the morning. It was 5 hours before the tow was secured again. With the tug power halved, progress was very slow, but Cheerly rejoined the convoy on April 18 and eased the situation for the other tugs. The convoy rendezvoused with the tanker Eaglesdale on the 27th to replenish water and fuel supplies, which were running low by this time, and supplied the vessels with other necessities. On nearing Australia, HMAS Wanambul and HMAS Inverell joined the convoy, and these ships were ordered to escort AFD-20 and Destiny independently to Darwin, which was reached on May 22. AFD-18 continued in company with Helford and Blim, and arrived in Darwin on the 24th. By this time, Destiny and AFD-20 had completed a voyage of 11,313 miles, with a steaming time of 2,036 hours at an average speed of 5.56 knots. The two docks resumed their journey on June 19 to their operational areas, AFD-20, still towed by Destiny, in company with HMS Empire Sam and the Australian rescue tug HMAS Sprightly, and the destroyer HMS Pearl. AFD-18, now under the tow of the tug HMS Heroes, and the salvage vessel HMS Salvster, was bound for Milne Bay, Papua New Guinea, with two Australian minesweepers HMS Tamworth and HMS Goulburn as escorts. There were several other vessels which sailed in convoy with two docks, some from Britain and others from India and Australia, including the river-class escort vessels HMS Helford, Plyme, Odzani, USK, and Bile, and another rescue tug HMS Advantage. Some of the escort vessels continued on to Manus with AFD-20, where they were to join the escort force of the fleet train. On her arrival in the Admiralty Islands on June 30, AFD-20 had been towed over 13,000 miles, possibly the longest tow in maritime history. See the account of AFD-17, which also may lay claim to this accolade. She docked her first vessel at Manus on August 20, 1945, lifting the destroyer HMAS Nepal in order for a team from the repair ship HMS Artifex to carry out repairs. Post-war. A further 8 dockings were completed in the next 2 months before the dock was reassigned. Her usefulness at Manus had come to an end, and she was towed to Singapore, where she was installed at Sembawang Dockyard, Singapore Naval Base. No further information is currently available on this vessel. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.